It is Johnny and Megan's School for Kids Who Want to Do Radio Good.
It was going to be summer camp, but summer's kind of over. We forgot to do it.
Yeah.
I like how you outfitted our student over there with some legit sweet headphones.
A fine pair of headphones is like key.
Is it improving the experience, Jack?
Yeah.
Only have them half on your head. You know they go over your ears,
you know,
right?
That's something that I have done in the past where I've done the one ear thing. So that
I do that because I like to hear the atmosphere around me.
That's a technique that you can use.
What happens is I can hear, like, there's like a 1 second delay.
There's a delay?
A split second delay.
Split second.
Okay.
So it's really weird. Hearing myself talk right now.
You almost can't stop listening to yourself. It's a little bit. Yeah, I had to get used to that. That took me a while.
Yeah, you have to get used to it. Yeah. I sometimes just sit at home and just play recordings of myself talking. just basic things like, you know, I'm sitting here reading a book.
You know, Jack, almost exactly a year ago was when I entered the Johnny School.
That's true.
For adults that want to do Radio Good. And I went through my training.
I think you passed.
I think I passed. And I did a year-long intensive study. And now I am ready to pass the baton and start training you.
Well, with that,
in how to do Radio Good.
What have you learned in the past year?
I just show up and throw some headphones on and talk into a mic, Johnny. I don't know. I think I do the exact same thing today.
It's more complicated.
Really?
I don't know that I've really
upped my game that much.
Johnny's always pushing the buttons.
He pushes all the buttons. I've gotten way better doing the weather. That's something we got to train you on.
We'll train you on weather because that
freaked me out the first time I did weather. Yeah. I was really worried I would say something wrong, which is kind of stupid, but because now I say stuff wrong all the time and I don't care anymore. Maybe that's
you have
the key.
To throw all of your cares away.
Yep, throw your cares away.
Just say something.
But we're excited because we got you up early, and you woke up really early this morning, and you were telling me about basically how your aunt just said, "Hey, come on, get in the car, let's go."
Yep, pretty much. I mean, she told me last night, but then I forgot.
Did your mom have to wake you up this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she said she would wake me up anyways.
Yeah.
But I was really confused.
Your summer's that much shorter now.
I will say I wake up confused every single day. I have no idea where I am, why I have to wake up that early. So that is one obstacle you have to somehow get past if you want to do radio, especially in the morning.
Yes.
Well, I'm a morning person. It's just I was confused.
You just didn't know what was going on?
No, I was just kind of walking around.
Yeah, that's what I do. Johnny and Megan's School for Kids That Want to Do Radio Good.
Yep.
Day one of one. We've got Jack, your nephew, in here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Because apparently your kids didn't want to be part of it, and they were busy. So,
Boo. But
we've got Jack. And Jack, you were my first choice.
Oh,
I'll just let you know that.
Thank you.
I mean, I like Megan's kids and stuff, but she's not listening right now.
I am listening, and I just don't know where I'm supposed to break into this little love fest.
Yeah. But, you know, you start school on Tuesday.
Sadly.
Are you excited about it?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Why no?
Because just school in general is sometimes really boring, especially when you know everything you're doing and the teachers are just going over it again and again and again and again.
That is kind of torturous.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But then at least it's easy. You're just gearing yourself up for like when it actually is hard enough to do things.
So basically what you're saying is if your teachers are listening, they need to challenge you.
No.
Even more.
No, he's not saying that. No, I don't want to go that far.
But what are you excited about?
Well, I'm really excited about seeing my friends.
Yeah.
My teachers, I really like my teachers this year. I don't think they're going to do what we did in sixth grade, which is just learn something one day, repeat, test, learn. It's just an endless cycle of boring.
I'm going to tell you, buddy.
That's life, dude.
You're in for about six more years of that.
And then you go to be an adult and it's the same.
And then you go to college.
We show up every day and it's like. It's like the same. It's like Groundhog Day every day.
And really, in life, that's what you're going to realize.
Yeah.
So looking forward to it, Jack? Looking forward to life there? Not so much.
Now, are you going to do any more theater anytime soon? Because I know if anybody has seen, I saw when Megan made her directorial debut in Southwest Michigan.
I did. It was a triumph.
And
pretty good.
Jack was Benny Southstreet in Guys and Dolls, and it was fantastic.
It was really good. I think. Are you going to maybe audition for the Twin City Players? Play with me, maybe.
Yeah,
Miracle on 34th Street.
Time I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, all right. See,
there you go.
He's going to try for that.
Your schedule is cleared. You've contacted your agent already. You're good to go.
Oh shoot, I haven't done that yet.
What?
God, dang it!
Oh man, you got to get him to do that. So, well, we're very excited. We're also excited to have you on the show, and we're teaching you. Are we teaching you anything? Are you learning anything yet?
Well. Kinda.
You learned how to use the vending machine.
I did.
That's an essential task.
That's a triumph.
Gatorade is dumb. Why did it come out like nothing?
Yeah, it was stuck. The Gatorade
was stuck. We had to shake the machine.
See, you learned how to do that too. Shh, don't tell him to shake the machine.
Don't shake.